An entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The average price of a gallon of gasoline continues to fall around the country. Some gas stations in the New Orleans region have been selling at $1.89 a gallon. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The price of gasoline declined over 7 cents a gallon. That, according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, is 26 cents lower than a month ago.
Nationally, it's been another great week. The national average has fallen 7.3 cents and stands at about $2.61 a gallon. That now amounts to a 26 cent per gallon drop in the national average from just a month ago.
I'm John Clemens.
With deer hunting season underway in Wisconsin, the Barron County Sheriff's Department is asking anyone who sees anything out of the ordinary while in the woods to let them know. Police are hoping for a tip in the disappearance of 13-year-old Jamie Kloss, who went missing in October, the same day her parents were found shot to death in their rural Wisconsin home. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Democrats plan to use their control of the House of Representatives to argue for raising the corporate tax rates by a few percentage points. House Democrats also say they plan on using their new majority to hold hearings about the Republican tax overhaul, arguing it's a giveaway to corporations and the wealthy. Maddie Dupler is a senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She joined Fox News and says there's one problem with the Democrats trying to raise taxes on the rich.
House Republicans made it more difficult to raise all taxes. And the question now for Democrats is whether or not they repeal that rule or they replace it with a rule that allows them to raise taxes on wealthy earners. And I think that this really indicates one thing. When Democrats say they want to raise taxes on the rich, they don't mean it. They mean they want to raise taxes on everyone, because right now Nancy Pelosi is saying she has the politically salient idea to change that rule so just taxes could be raised on upper-income earners. And the progressive wing of her party is saying that simply isn't enough. They want full-scale repeal of that rule so they can raise taxes on everyone.
Dupler also tries to make some sense of what this means between the more progressive Democrats and the moderate Democrats who ran in, say, a Texas or a Southern California.
What this indicates, though, moving forward, is that progressive Democrats in that party now really want to hold her feet to the fire and force her to make good on that promise. That's going to create problems for Democrats who typically talk a big game on taxes but are refusing to follow them up with real votes.
The talk is that the Democrats would like to raise the corporate tax rate from 25% to 28%. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Legal action.
First of all, whether it's U.S. Marshals or the...
Or questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
The weather today, the heat wave will continue as high pressure sits over the eastern seaboard. The heat should persist through midweek. The combination of temperatures over 90 and high levels of humidity will result in a heat index of 95 to 100 degrees through Tuesday. The heat index will reach 100 to 102 over parts of New Jersey on Tuesday. For this reason, a heat advisory has been posted through Tuesday. A spot afternoon and or evening storm is possible Tuesday with a weak disturbance moving through. A cool front will approach the area Wednesday with scattered showers and storms later in the day and at night. Relief will arrive on Thursday. Temperatures and humidity levels will be lower. Today, it's hazy, hot, and humid, highs in the lower to mid-90s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear, muggy, and warm, lows in the upper 70s. south to southwest winds at 5 miles an hour. Tuesday, hazy, hot, and humid. Spotty late-day storms, highs in the lower 90s. Wednesday, we continue with hazy, hot, and humid. Afternoon showers and storms, and the highs stay in the upper 90s.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome to Girl Boss with Devin LeCompte and Deb Hill, filling in for Brooke Sellis for the summer. Two women on a mission to support women in business, to be their best, most professional and savvy selves through penetrating and sometimes humorous discussions on pressing issues of the day. With combined decades of being girl bosses, they'll lend insight to what it's like to be a woman leading the way at work today and answer your burning questions about being a girl boss. Hey, Devin.
Hey, Deb, that's
today?
Nice. That's a new one.
It's a little different. We're working on it, right?
Yeah, well, we're trying to change the tune of the show a little bit, so it's about time. But,
yeah, we'll get there. A little more work, guys.
Yeah, there's no music today. I have this new iPhone, and there's no speaker outlet or headphone outlet. So there's no way to plug us in, unfortunately. And you don't have one either.
Mine is newer, too.
You have
too.
The same one.
Dang it. I know. Jeez, guys.
So you'll get to listen to our voices the whole time. Facebook's been a little bit upset with us for using music, and they'll block a little bit of it out because we don't own it. And so it's been tough. Deb's losing her microphone already.
Did you hear that? God.
Happy That's Monday.
Yay. I love the squeak. All right. So we have with us a wonderful guy here today. How about you introduce us, Devin?
Benchmark Lending. We had a quick walk down here, I think, today, located in Flemington. Glenn Davis, again, from Benchmark Lending here in town.
Hello, ladies, and thank you for having me here.
Thanks for coming down.
It's
we appreciate
nice to have
it.
You. Yeah.
The commute was brutal, but I made it.
A lot of traffic today, I'm sure.
A lot of traffic.
Huntered in traffic.
Throw your elbows Huntered as you walk.
It was the crosswalk that got me. That was the tough part. So.
You don't even have to do a crosswalk, do you?
I do.
Do you?
I do.
Are you on the other side of the street?
I'm on the other side of the street. I'm next to the police station.
Oh, it's even shorter than I thought.
Don't tell our listeners that.
So, you want to give us some information about yourself, how you got into the mortgage business?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, as you had mentioned, my name is Glenn Davis, and I have been in the mortgage industry since 1998. I think we used to call that the good old days for folks who are in the world of finance and
Those
real
were
estate.
Good old days. I have to say I remember them.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Resemble that remark.
Through that time, I have been a banker the entire time. We are now located here, I think this is our, I'm going to say year and a half, we've been here on Main Street. I do have an office in Lambertville as well, which I've had there since 2007. So have been heavily involved in the world of buying and selling homes in Hunterdon and Bucks County and Mercer and Somerset for the last 20 years.
So you jump over the bridge, too, in Pennsylvania.
I do jump over the bridge.
Very nice.
Not only from my office, from my house. I can walk
Bucks
there.
Bucks County's beautiful.
It is. Good restaurants, too.
Great restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
Great restaurants. So. I know Pennsylvania's really one-upped us on the
they
restaurant
have. They definitely
Easton,
have
their, too.
They
I live over in Easton.
They have the, Easton, I hear, is good.
Yeah, yeah. But once you cross that bridge, it's
those damn liquor licenses.
That's it. Absolutely.
You know, that's true. I didn't think about that. You would know that, though, selling. You sell commercial and residential?
I just do residential.
I mean, you just
but
mortgages
I like to drink
on
wine, so I always have to figure out where I'm going for dinner, so that's why. It's my liquor license experience.
Exactly.
We made our first wine this year. You know, you go to a great finale and make wine here in Flemington. It's pretty good.
Have you tried yours?
It's a little early and young yet, but it's good. There, I believe she said she was considering putting it in a competition.
Wow,
yeah.
Look at
yeah.
you.
Her first job.
The fact that you said early and young as a description of your wine is speaks volumes.
She knows what she's talking about.
We're not supposed to open it for, 2 years or something? But we couldn't wait. So
I have made wine there myself, and it's pretty good.
Nice.
It's pretty
red
good.
Or white? Or do you have a favorite?
We did a red.
I believe her open house is August 20th or August 22nd.
Yeah, we're going.
Great location. It's a lot of fun.
I haven't been there.
A lot of fun.
Haven't been there. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to head over to the open house.
Yeah. We're looking to get a group together to make wine again.
So we all like drinking wine. That's a good start.
Outside of drinking wine, yes.
So since 98, you said, right?
Yes.
Now, you've seen a lot of ups and downs in the industry since then.
And I still have all my hair.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Lucky you.
So you're
doing better than a lot of us. So you want to tell us a little bit about what you've seen, the highs and the lows of the business?
Yeah, I mean, the highs, I think we're getting back into that positive standpoint where people are kind of jumping off the fence and buying properties again, which is nice to see. We, you know, 2009 was probably the low through 2012. I know 2011 was probably my worst year. But as we progressed and we made it through that, I think it did a lot of things. One, I think it cleaned out a lot of the, I'll say, non-professionals in the business.
That's good.
which is good.
Cleaning house.
And two, if you did a good job and do a good job for your clients, you made it through. So we made it through. So I think that speaks volumes for what we do.
And you have some very loyal clients.
We do have loyal clients. We work with our clients. If you walk into my office, you'll see our little mantra across the wall, which is we don't want you to be a client for a transaction. We want you to be a client for life. So part of we were discussing earlier, our process is after a client closes, we call them about a week after, we call them 3 months after, we call them 6 months after, and then we call them every year after that, just to let them know. One, if they have any questions, but two, also to let them know where the rates are at in the marketplace.
That's great.
So,
yeah, that follow-up is very important. In the real estate industry, we try to do the same thing,
absolutely,
just to make sure that the sale went through okay and to make sure that they don't have any follow-up questions after the fact.
Yeah.
So,
and people also need to be aware. There's a lot of, I'll say, mail scam going on now, too.
Mail scam.
Emails. So explain to us.
Emails as well as snail mail.
Haven't seen snail mail.
What are we looking for, though?
Regular emails.
So snail mail, most buyers don't realize what they'll receive, something that looks very official after closing, and it'll say, send us $39.97 for a copy of your deed.
Oh my gosh.
That's one of the things that we make people aware of, that they do not need to buy their deed. It's been purchased already at the closing table through your title, and you'll get sent that. And that's a huge scam that's going on out there.
I've sold a lot of houses and I haven't heard of that one yet. Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Holy cow.
And then the email ones we get regularly.
Yeah. Wiring funds anymore has become a, you really need to know who you're sending it to.
Don't do it until you talk to.
Exactly.
Talk to the person that you're wiring the money
exactly.
to.
Exactly. And make sure it's the same person you spoke to the day before, because
we get a lot of closing documents, miscellaneous closing documents sent to us as realtors, where they're not actual closing documents. It's just somebody trying to cause a virus in our computer. So we have to be really careful about.
Sure.
Oh, don't open anything guys you don't know on your computer. And don't send any money unless you know where you're sending it. Pretty simple stuff, but it happens quite often, unfortunately.
Especially when you're dealing with a closing. It's one of the biggest events in your financial life. Not many people do this over and over again unless you invest regularly in real estate. You may do it two or three times in your life. I would think, I don't know, some people move every couple of years, but it still seems to be a very big event. And so you have a lot of moving parts.
Absolutely. So. In most people's lives, it's the biggest investment they make.
So they need someone like you to guide them carefully. They would refer to you all the time.
I say this with all honesty, the biggest investment that people make isn't the house, it's the mortgage. And if you think about that and you look at it from a number standpoint, your house cost you $350,000. Your mortgage at the end of the 30 years probably cost you about $700,000.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So monitoring those funds and making sure that not only are we setting you up with the right rates, but also the right products, and that we stay on top of that and make sure that you're always ahead of, the rate curve, if you will.
Mm-hmm. That's fascinating. I haven't heard it looked at like that before. It's true.
Stick with me, kid. I'll teach you something.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
We'll see.
Oh, yeah. When I looked at the amortization of my mortgage when I got it, in 2003, I'm like, seriously, can we pay this off faster?
Yeah, it's a big investment for folks.
Mm.
It's the biggest.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to step away real quick, but when we come back, we're going to learn more about Glenn Davis and Benchmark Lending. Thank you.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to Girl Boss with me and my co-host, Devin LeConte. Today, we're talking all things mortgages with Glenn Davis of Benchmark Lending.
Hello.
Hi, Deb. Welcome back, guys.
Devin.
So
Hi,
I cut
Glenn.
Us off very abruptly before we left. I'm sorry about that. But Glenn, I do want to learn more about what makes your company different and how you guys, you know, interact with your clients to give them that special experience.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So,
Put you on the hot seat. Sorry. That's a very aggressive question.
That's okay. Hopefully I can answer that question for you clearly. We kind of take a perspective at, you know, again, after doing this for 20 years, I believe if most people were to call up any lender out there, the lender would kind of say, here's what you're pre-approved for. Here's the maximum amount. Go out, find a house, and have fun. Call us when you find it. We take a very different approach. We don't want people to be house rich and cash poor, which unfortunately a lot of times is what happens when you do that. So we take a more consultative type position with them where we actually meet with them before they buy the house. We review their documents before we issue a pre-approval so that we know that with 100% certainty when they go out and place an offer on a house, the offer is accepted, we're going to close that loan. Some of the other things that we do is we actually, as I had mentioned earlier, not only stay in touch with our clients, but when we first meet with them, we actually go through, do they have a will? Do they have life insurance? Do they have an accountant? Do they have a money manager? Most people don't have budget setups, so we actually help people set up budgets. So we're much more being more of a consultant with them than we are, you know, trying to sell them, for lack of a better term, a mortgage or a rate. So the process is much more personal. And we try to build little mini relationships with all our clients.
You were saying something when we were off air before we came in here today, and you're not just going to try to max out their mortgage. You were telling me you want to actually work with them to make sure that's something that they can afford.
Correct.
Which I think is very different and admirable compared to a lot of the other lenders out there.
So from a lending perspective, every lender looks at, you know, and I think I used, if someone makes $100,000 a year, it's $8,333 a month. That's the numbers that we use to actually approve them. But the reality is, you know, out of that $8,333 a month, there's taxes, there's health insurance, there's 401k. So they're bringing home somewhere between 40 to maybe 46% of that money. And that's what they have to live on, and that's what they actually have to pay the mortgage on. So we take that number and actually work with them to make sure that, again, they have a budget and we're not putting them in the position to be house rich and cash poor.
So they're comfortable with their monthly payment.
Absolutely.
They might be able to afford more and you can qualify them more. But if you're not comfortable with what you're paying, you know, and you're house rich and cash poor. It's hard to live day to day.
I jokingly say to my clients when we're sitting there, you know, the last thing I want to do is have you eating, you know, noodles every Friday night. You should be able to go out. You should be able to go on vacation. You should be able to, you know, buy the clothes you want and travel to the places you want to go to.
Furnish that beautiful house you live in.
Exactly. Furnish that beautiful house you live in. So, again, we just take a much different perspective as to how we not only work with our clientele, but how we treat them. You know, we start out in from the very beginning, from our first encounter to the day of closing. We ask them three times throughout the process, what can we do better to make their experience better? And from that, we're constantly tweaking our process, again, to make them have a successful, a happy, and a stress-free home buying experience.
Oh, stress-free. Wouldn't that be nice?
It's possible. It's possible. You know, we were talking off air before, and someone had mentioned the horrible closing they had, and 2 days before it got canceled. We won't mention who that was. But things like that honestly shouldn't happen. If it's handled properly from start to finish, there's no reason to have that stress or that happened to you 2 days before closing. Yes. That's ridiculous.
Especially for no reason. There was no reason.
Yeah. I'm not pointing fingers. By the way, I'm not pointing fingers. I'm not saying it was or wasn't.
But, I'm fine with it. I think it's a good story for people
they need
to hear.
And the other thing I think we do differently is we try to, I don't want to say control the process, but we try to control the process. So when you think about the number of people that are involved in a single housing transaction, you're probably up into the 20s or 30s when you add in the realtor, the attorneys, the attorney's assistant,
the paralegals, the appraisers,
title inspectors, and everyone has a receptionist, and you know someone has any one of those people have a bad day. So, what we do is we call it our Tuesday update, and we include everyone on our side of the fence, that being the attorney, the title company, the insurance company, the buyer, the realtor, and we literally give an update every Tuesday via email. This is where we are. This is what we need, and these are our deadlines.
That's never ever
a gap of I didn't know, or even if I shouldn't say that. We do sometimes have people say, I didn't know. Well, read your email.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we stay on top of them that way, and it does make for a much, much smoother transaction.
And thank you for looping the realtor into that deal, because a lot of times there is a disconnect, whether it's between the mortgage and the realtor, or the attorney and the realtor. And when we're not included in everything, you know, because we act as basically the concierge for the clients, so we're the one that's coordinating everything. And for us to know that you will work with us, I think is definitely an added incentive.
Yeah, we also as soon as the contract comes in, which I think is also another important piece of the puzzle, we send an email out to both realtors, both the buying and the selling realtor, and it literally points out the six touch points that we're going to have with you throughout the process. And that's, you know, when the application goes out, when the appraisal comes in, when the commitment goes out, when the loan is cleared to close, when the wire is sent, when the package is sent, and then finally closing. So we touch base with realtors throughout the process to make sure that everyone knows where we are and what's going on. I always like to say in our office, if someone's calling us, then we're not doing our job. So we should be ahead of that.
No, that's great. Now, when we were off air, we were talking a little bit about the difference between a banker and a broker. Do you want to share your insight on that?
Sure. Absolutely. I'm joking with you. Yes. So, you know, people often approach me and say, oh, you're a mortgage broker, or some people say you're a mortgage banker. The reality is I'm a licensed mortgage banker. What that means is that we use our own funds to close the loan. We lock the rate. We approve the loan. We order the appraisal. We pretty much do everything from start to finish, and we have full control over that. As a broker, which I also can act as, you don't. So a broker would literally take your information, charge you whatever fees they're going to charge you. Typically, it's a point or a point and a half. They send your application along with your documents out to an end investor. That end investor is the one who actually locks your rate. That end investor is actually the one who orders the appraiser. That end investor is the one who issues the funds as well as issues the commitment letter. So there's very little control, in my opinion, when working with a broker. And again, I think I said I'm type A personality and have to control everything, so that's why I'm a banker and not a broker.
I like that. Type A personality in my,
In your world.
And
in
somebody
finance.
I hire or somebody I'm working with. Yeah, especially in finance.
So that doesn't mean that there are, bad brokers out there. I think it's a preference and one reputation, and I think reputation is everything. I'd rather have control over that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So essentially working with a banker, it just allows you to have complete control over the transaction as opposed to having somebody else take care of it.
And one of the other things I'll mention to you is, you know, I had mentioned appraisers twice. So we as a company have legally we're doing everything as we should be doing. A lot of lenders, and you might remember this, when they went from being able to communicate with the appraiser to not being able to communicate with the appraiser. So a lot of lenders went out and they went to these third-party appraisal shops, and the third-party appraisal shop will charge $400. It'll give whatever the appraiser that's going to charge the lowest, and we all went through that wave where appraisals weren't coming in and homes weren't appraising for what they were because they had someone from Cape May coming up to Flemington to appraise their house, and the person from Cape May doesn't know Flemington. So that caused a huge problem.
I actually had that happen to me. Sorry. Another time. But anyway, yes.
I'm never buying a house with you. You have a lot of kids.
I was going to say. Sounds like you need a new realtor,
yeah,
Deb.
You know,
so
the comps are low.
Call me next time.
What we did as a company is benchmark. Rather than going in that direction, which was more cost effective, we actually established an in-house appraisal company. And we have a panel. That panel has four appraisers on it for each county. Those four appraisers are all appraisers that I've worked with for the last 20 years. So they live, breathe, sleep, eat, and know where they're appraising. So when all that bad stuff was going on with appraisers, that was a really good time for us.
So I'm going to...
That's fantastic.
I would like your opinion on this, and I'll weigh in myself as a professional in real estate. I'm seeing a lot of properties under appraise right now.
So let's think about that. We have a lot of buyers.
Mm-hmm. Are you experiencing the same thing?
We have, off the top of my head, no.
Because it doesn't sound like you are as much as
no,
I am.
No, not at all.
Which could be attributed to your in-house appraisers that they know the market.
So we're not experiencing that. I can't, and again, off the top of my head, I can't remember the last appraisal that came and that didn't appraise.
I'm seeing it in a lot of condos right now.
Yeah.
That's where I'm seeing it the most. Again, because we have...
You've got appraisers that don't.
Yep, and we're having multiple offers.
Well, I was just going to say, going back to let's think about that. So we've got a lot of buyers. We've got few sellers. As we all know, inventory right now is very short. So what's happening is you're getting bidding wars in. The prices are being driven up. And again, if you have an appraiser that doesn't know the area and doesn't know how to tweak things to make it right, or to make it work, I should say, that's a problem.
It just it doesn't seem like it's keeping up with the actual market, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yep.
But that should level out here in the
next
few months.
I believe it will.
Which is good.
Yeah.
No.
So
their numbers will catch back up to the market.
Which isn't a bad thing.
And you said you guys are having a great August, huh?
We are having a great August. And you're having a great August, too, by the way.
So
we are.
The real estate market's strong.
We had a very consistent first half of the year, which is unusual, but I liked it. It was nice. for the world of real estate, that's a nice word. Consistency.
What is that?
we're kind of banking on we're going to have a strong last quarter, fourth quarter, and August, September, October seem to be building up nicely. So we're excited about it, and we continue to, again, tweak our process to make things easier, smoother, and less stressful. So
now, Glenn, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, how would they do that? Do you want to share your contact information? Are you comfortable?
I don't know.
With that?
Should I share that? yes, we have a main line. It's 609-460-9100 or 609-460-9100, or you can certainly email me directly at gdavis@benchmark.us. That's gdavis@benchmark.us.
And do you have a website?
I do. Actually, you know what? I don't even know my website address. Hold on a minute. Let me pull out my business card.
We can put it on our Girl Boss Facebook page, so you guys
really?
Can as well.
Maybe we'll put
we
it on there, but
that.
I believe it's glenndavis.benchmark.com.
I believe that's right.
.us. Forgive me.
Well, on that note, we're going to break off to the news here, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
USA Radio News.
The search continues for 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts of Iowa. Now, police have been very tight-lipped as far as what clues and what leads they may have on the case, Former D.C. homicide detective Ted Washington says there are people of interest that the police are certainly speaking with.
I can tell you that investigators are holding a lot close to their chest, and they know quite a bit more than they want to give to the public.
A utility worker was killed near a Northern California wildfire as crews continued working in hot conditions to battle multiple blazes. California Governor Jerry Brown says the only thing you can expect is the unexpected.
Uncertainty is a part of life. We got tough times ahead, and no matter how comfortable you feel or how everything looks good, the part of wisdom is to be ready for what we don't know.
President Trump has said the federal government will help California out as well. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The Federal Trade Commission says it may be a text, an email, or in this case, a phone call.
You have been served with a legal lawsuit and warrant for your arrest has been procured under your name. Call us back immediately before we take any legal action.
First of all, whether it's U.S. Marshals or the IRS, you won't get a robocall about a warrant. No matter how legitimate they sound, the FTC says no badge numbers or knowledge of your Social Security number should persuade you to do what the scammer wants. Don't send money. Don't give them personal or financial information. And if in doubt, contact local authorities or FTC.gov.
According to a new CBS report, people crossing the border illegally from Canada into the United States has increased by 142%. Through the first 6 months of this year, Border Patrol agents have apprehended 445 people entering the United States from Canada. During the first 6 months of last year, only 184 people were apprehended. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
2018 Netroots Nation wrapped up over the weekend in New Orleans. Now, one of the big highlights of the weekend was Senator Elizabeth Warren and her speech that she gave. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee shares, in his opinion, the huge difference between conservatives and the progressives.
Conservatives believe that our basic form as a nation is built around individual liberty, that I'm personally free and that I'm personally responsible for my freedom. Liberals believe that my freedom is tied to whatever group I'm in, whether it's my gender, whether it's my race, whether it's my socioeconomic standing, and that I got to stay in my group. And if my whole group doesn't advance, I can't advance because it's about the group, not the individual. If you want to know the difference between the left and the right, there it is. Do you believe in individual liberty, individual responsibility, or do you believe that we're part of groupthink? And if you think that it's all about the groups and you stay in your corral and don't leave until the whole herd of sheep go out, well, first of all, you're a liberal. Secondly, I hope you like where your herd is because you're not getting out. I'm grateful to live in a country that let me get out of some of the corrals that I was put in as a child, you know, in terms of poverty, in terms of never thinking I'd go 50 miles from my home. But I grew up believing that in America you can do anything, be anything, if you were willing to work hard, get an education, and not go around calling yourself a victim.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The weather for today, we can look forward to hazy, hot, and humid.
Highs in the lower to mid-90s, so it's way up there. Southwest winds, very gentle at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear, muggy, and warm, lows in the upper 70s, and south to southwest winds at 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, hazy, hot, and humid again. Spotty, late-day storms, highs in the lower 90s. Wednesday, guess what? Hazy, hot, and humid. Afternoon showers and thunderstorms, highs in the lower 90s.
Deb, I forgot we had weather after that news break. I'm so sorry.
I'm glad. What were you going
to
do?
I was ready to start talking.
Well, good thing I interrupted you.
Yeah, you don't even have the sheet in front of you. You're getting good at this.
Yeah, well, every other time we go out, we do weather. So
I just kept hearing it's going to be hot.
Right?
Hot
all I kept saying was hot, like 90s, 90s, 90s. We all love the 90s, but come on.
Hey, I'm ready for it. I lived in Florida for a long time.
I don't remember the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
They were good years.
Those were good years.
Those were good years.
Yeah, they're all good years. Just good and bad to all
of
it.
So I'd like to apologize, actually, for not knowing my website, but I actually do have a justification for that, and that is typically I do not ever send a client to my website. I always either speak with them directly or have them come to the office. So
you are paining my heart to the core.
I always like
to
say,
as a web consultant,
if you want something that quick, you know, like a rocket kind of thing, then you know, you can certainly do that. But I think your results are going to be much different. So, big believer in, as I say, belly button to belly button. You know,
you need to use your site for testimonials, and it builds trust.
He's got gorgeous testimonials on his site.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's great. Then, you know, so that's why we refer our clients. You know, and so they could refer. Your clients can refer you through the website. You got to see his website. You know, you got to go read some testimonials. It's going to be
coming
just
from
amazing.
The web consultant.
Don't listen to me. Go watch that.
There you go.
Go look at that.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
No, you mentioned Rocket Mortgage. What do you guys do? What's the difference for somebody that's, you know, first time home buyer?
Yeah, that's a good question, actually. You know, we live in an age where everyone wants to, you know, simplicity, 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 hit the button and tell me yes, right?
I know.
So I can go on to Rocket Mortgage right now and probably get myself approved for, you know, a gazillion dollar mortgage, and they'll send me a pre-approval letter and I'll send it out and never read the small print. And it's not truly a pre-approval in the sense that we do, which again is collecting the documents, making sure that everything is real. We have, I'll say, a lot of clients that start out with, actually, I was on the phone with someone today, started out with Rocket Mortgage, and we end up actually gaining their business and their trust. So
that's great.
It's not as simple as pressing a button.
Absolutely. So basically what it comes down to is you can use Rocket Mortgage, and it'll throw out a number at you, but it might not actually be one that banks can lend on.
Exactly.
So it gives a false sense of expectations where you're out shopping for your $600,000 dream home, but when you talk to an actual lender, it's only going to be $400,000, and you just wasted weeks in the...
Weeks of looking and a lot of realtor's gas, mm-hmm. right?
I mean,
that's the reality of it. So, you know, did you want to say something?
No, I think you're going to answer my question.
When you talk about interest rates, you know, if you look back... I guess the Great Depression is when Fannie came out with, you know, it was kind of cut and dry. If you had if I had a 600 credit score and you had a 700 credit score and you had an 800 credit score, everybody got the same thing. We all pulled from the same bucket, right?
Mm-hmm.
So fast forward 71 or 2 years to 2009, and the world went upside down. And came out with, again, the Dodd-Frank bill and that term qualified mortgage. And qualified mortgage, most people don't realize there's 30 factors that go into determining an interest rate. So that can be anything from, believe it or not, the county that you're buying the house in. Mercer County Huntington County is a high balance county. Mercer County is not. So a lot of those things go into determining what an actual interest rate is. And again, going back to what you said, controlling expectations, I love that you said that. We work in the world of worst case. We're in a rising rate market. We're not trying to wow people with low numbers, which is another subject we can get into because I've got a pet peeve with that as well. But, you know, being realistic about what they can expect. And surprises are always good when they're good surprises, and they're not good when they're bad surprises. So we like to do a lot of good surprises.
Yes.
As far as, you know, the numbers that you talk about, you know, people talk about closing costs and what are your closing costs. So in the last 6.5 months or so, we have been acting as buyers, contacting mortgage companies and getting their closing costs. You say, Glenn, why do you do that?
Benchmark lending is, right?
No. I am personally. And what I...
Glenn, why do you do that?
What I have discovered... It doesn't. It takes about 10 minutes, and believe me, anyone will send you anything. It's kind of crazy. What I've discovered is 100% of the time, the numbers that they're showing people are so far off the base. We just had one this week where there were no attorney's fees. There were absolutely low-balled reserves. For those of you that don't know what reserves are, that's the funds that they keep for your taxes and for your homeowner's insurance. And in New Jersey, we pay them quarterly. So if you were to close in, let's say, September, more than likely they're going to have four and a half months worth of taxes in your reserves. They didn't have inspections. They didn't have homeowner's insurance. So what should have been, or what actually was, about an $8,000 closing cost, this individual was representing it from a large national bank as about $2,200.
Which might not necessarily be false in the perfect world, but yes, you're going to choose to use an inspector generally. Yes, generally you are going to want an attorney to protect you. So no, you don't necessarily need that, which is why there is truth in his quote. It's just invalid expectations.
Absolutely.
Well, you're going to need to put that insurance into the escrow or
sometimes
however,
you know, I'm using that as an example.
Yeah, no, yeah.
So going back to, you know, lowballing numbers, I always say like lowballing numbers and make you feel warm and fuzzy. That's just not the way to go about, you know, making the biggest investment of your life.
So this pre-approval, I'm just going to back up a little bit here. So many people just think pre-approval means that's the money that they can go out and be safe knowing that they can spend up to X amount of dollars, you know, up to $400,000 or $500,000. And you said that, you know, other mortgages, I'll just say it's Rocket Mortgage that you were talking about, and they use the words pre-approval and they have all these things that no one reads at the bottom. What's the difference between their pre-approval and your, what are they not doing that you are doing? I know that you said paperwork. You get the statement.
So it's confirming and verifying running credit, confirming and verifying your income, confirming and verifying your assets. And it's the basic things that you should be doing to make sure that you can afford a home.
Right.
That
so
will
none
be
of
done
this happens
when you're getting qualified, but not for the pre-approval.
Yeah.
So it's going to happen. You can't get away with putting in that you make $90,000 when you only make $40,000.
Yeah.
You'll get the pre-approval at $90,000. But in actuality, when you get qualified, it's going to reflect the correct dollar amount.
So some of these places that offer this pre-approval concept don't do any of that work and just trust that the numbers you give them are the numbers that you're going to be using?
We see it weekly.
Oh, my God.
We see it weekly. Yeah, we have folks contact us pretty regularly, or else realtors will contact us pretty regularly and say, I've got a borrower who was quote-unquote pre-approved. They're having an issue now. Can you talk to them?
Oh, gosh. Well, see, and as a realtor, that, you know, that is our, like I said, we act as a concierge. We're a consultant. So when somebody comes to us with a pre-approval that we might not deem as valid, you know, we do generally request or recommend that it's looked into by somebody that's going to confirm those numbers.
Smart move.
A lot of us do.
Smart.
Not all of us,
smart unfortunately. Move. Smart move.
So, and that's when we would reach out to somebody like Glenn to, you know, ensure that the pre-approval that they received is
accurate.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. So. It's still great business.
It's fantastic.
It's still a lot of fun. It's still a lot of fun to sit across the table from the first-time home buyer or from the couple that's downsizing, or as I was saying off the air, when everyone plays in the sandbox nicely and the transaction goes really smoothly, it's a pretty great experience to see everybody kind of walk away with smiles on their faces.
That is nice. No buyer's remorse, just very excited about their new space.
It's a lot of fun, and it's really hard to vocalize sometimes how amazing what we do is in the industry. I mean, it's always something different, right, Glenn?
There's no day is ever the same. Absolutely.
Well, that's
absolutely
great. You guys are making people happy, you know?
That's our goal.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Make people happy.
So when we're just talking about first-time home buyers, what advice would you give to some of these people?
Yeah, I mean, going back to the pre-approval, it would be to make sure that you're pre-approved, make sure that you meet with someone, Glenn Davis, that is able to pre-approve you correctly, and work within your budget and not within the boundaries of what the bank tells you that you can afford.
Absolutely.
That would be the biggest piece of advice that I have for
I'm
you.
It's taking that one home with me,
yeah,
for sure.
It's definitely better to be, you know, not be house rich and cash poor. It's the opposite is where you want to be.
Yes, definitely.
And we try very hard to do that with folks, so.
So how do you, you live in Lambertville. How do you feel about the market in Hunterdon County right now? What do you think's going on?
I see a lot of buyers. I see not a lot of inventory. So we have a lot of folks who are out there right now looking for homes that just can't seem to find the perfect home. So my hope is that I think what you're seeing again is you've got folks who want to sell their house but can't find the house, so they don't sell their house or they don't list their house. And
that's
a cycle. Yeah, that's a cycle that we've been in numerous times. So, like everything else, that will too change, and it will become
that
a buyer's
market. That too
shall pass. That too shall pass. That's what I was looking for. Yeah.
Let's hope it's going to be a couple more years. I like this way better than the other way.
Yeah.
I think it just feels better in the market when people are anxious to.
It's a strong economy
to purchase a new home.
And people have to realize rates aren't going to be where they are today. You know, a year, two, 3 years from now. So it's still a great time to buy because of rates being where they are.
Okay.
I do want to talk more about rates. And, Deb, I think you have a question. But at 5:45, we're going to swing out to our last commercial break.
All righty. Bye.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we're back. You're listening to Girl Boss with Devin LeCompte and Deb Hill filling in for Brooke Sellis, two wild and crazy ladies who are in navigating the corporate world as leading ladies. Yeah, we're going to have to work on that one. Sorry, everybody, but
there.
I do like that one.
We're getting there. So we are here today with Glenn Davis from Benchmark Lending. Glenn, do you want to touch one more time on how people can get a hold of you? And then we'll give your information again at the end of the show.
Absolutely. Our direct line is 609-460-9100. Again, that's 609-460-9100. Or you can contact me directly at gdavis@benchmark.us.
Perfect. And before we left for that commercial break, we were talking about rates.
Rates.
Do you have any insight to share about rates in today's market?
I would say if I were a betting person.
There we go. I was wondering about that.
I would say.
Where are they going to go?
They're going to go up, not down.
Yeah.
I would say if I knew exactly. If I was to say that I knew exactly where they're going to go, I would be on a beach right now. And we wouldn't be.
You'd be a billionaire.
Fed's raised rates the last two quarters. They're raising them again the third quarter, and I think they're going to raise them again. They've already said the fourth quarter. So that will certainly play into our world as far as rates are concerned. Now, that's the prime rate. That's not the 10-year or the 30-year bond that mortgage rates track closest to, but that's it's anticipated, it's built in, but you will start to see your longer term money start to escalate.
Now, long term, our rates right now are the lowest they have ever been, probably since you've been in the business, right?
We're close. Yeah. I think 3.5 was probably as low as we were. And
wow. When was that?
That was probably 2 years ago, 3 years
ago. I was going to say, I was looking at refinancing when it was hitting 3.5. I'm like, that would be good.
Yeah. We were about a point lower than we are now, but it's still, historically speaking, incredibly inexpensive to borrow money, long-term money. So, again, going back to if you're going to buy a house or you're on the fence about buying a house, it might make some sense to run some numbers and just see what a point does.
Do you know those numbers offhand?
I knew you were going to ask me that
question. I always forget.
So do I.
Okay. Wait, what are you guys asking? Actually, those numbers?
We're going to figure this out right
point,
now.
I believe 1 point is like $100,000 of buying power or $10,000 of buying power?
Maybe 100.
It really depends, but let's have some fun for a second here.
Let's do that, Glenn. We like to have fun here on Girl Boss.
4.5% on a 30-year term on a $300,000 loan. Your payment's $1,500. Let's say the rate goes to 5.5. Your payment's $1,700.
So how does that affect your overall buying
power? $300 difference.
This is most math we've done.
Yeah, the silence is just.
It's about $60,000 in home buying power.
There you go. So 1 point. Can work out to be, depending on the loan, of course, in this circumstance, $60,000 of buying power. So that's the difference between a $400,000 home and
$450,000.
That's
a big difference.
Big jump here.
In 100 and counting, that could make a big difference in what you end up with.
Absolutely.
Yeah, where you're living, your tax area. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's that a month? Did you say it was about $300 a month difference?
Correct.
Yeah.
1 point.
That's a car payment.
Adds up.
Almost a car payment these days.
Yeah, I know.
Almost.
I'm buying a new car. I don't want to talk about it.
We'll have that guy on next week.
There you go.
Gosh.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a good one. That would be a good one.
We'll bring Steve Califer over.
So, it's really interesting. And I'm glad your business is flourishing right now. You said what sets you apart the most is really that you have that one-on-one relationship with your clients. You have more referrals than anybody
We do. Well, it's, I'd like to say it's me, but it's not. We have a really great team of ladies that work in my office, Tara, Joanne, Daniela, Kim, our underwriter. They are a finely greased machine.
Well-oiled machine.
And they have no problem telling me to get out of the office and leave us alone. So it takes a team to actually make things happen, and none of what we do could happen without, each of them.
There's that old proverb. Oh, I'm going to butcher it now. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Is that right?
Very good.
So
you did not do anything terrible to it. It was great. Yeah.
Are you going to eat that fortune cookie?
I already have.
I got to remember that one. That was a good one.
Yeah. We work as a team in my office, and it really does change a lot.
Change the dynamics of everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So our clients are introduced to, pretty much the entire team at the beginning, at least when I say introduced via email, as well as, I mention their names so that they know who will be calling and what to expect. And
that's nice.
It works out really well. Keeps everybody on the same page.
And by the way, I love your website.
Do you really?
Yes. I'm enjoying it right now as we speak. Look, there's you.
There's me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
So what is his website, Deb?
Oh, it has many ways. It's a it is a responsive website, meaning it responds to the size of the mobile device or whatever the device you are using. Anyway, it's got lots of ways to contact Glenn here. You can, you know, just click a button and get a hold of him. It's just amazing.
What is the website?
Oh, you want to know the address. glenndavis.benchmark.us.
Perfect.
So two N's in Glenn, guys.
Oh, good point.
Good point.
Thank you.
Good point. Thank you.
Yes.
But
where do you see your business going from here on out? Do you have any
this
plans
is going to be
growth?
Really, really bad to say in public, but I really just want to dominate Hunterdon County.
Mm, that works.
I believe we do it better than anyone out there. I believe we have our clients' best interests, and I think in combining those two is a recipe for success.
Absolutely.
So that's the goal. We want to work with folks that we want to work with. I'll say this on the air, too. We're not looking to work with everyone because everyone, you know, personalities sometimes don't mix or sometimes folks do things full-time or part-time or part-time or full-time. And we want to really work with professionals who want to work with us. And we want to work with people who actually want to build their practice. So we are very big into supporting the folks who support us. We do a lot of fun things with them, educational things. We did a video shoot a few weeks back where we had a bunch of folks come in and shoot whatever kind of videos they want on a green screen.
That's fun
for social media. I was saying earlier we do some fun things with our clients as well. We've got
you do some really good closing gifts too, don't you?
We do some good closing gifts. We've got some onesies that we send out to any of our past clients or clients that are having children. So we have
adorable.
A cute little onesie that says "I got my mortgage from Benchmark."
Number
Lending.
One reason to use Benchmark is to get your kid a onesie.
There you go. It's a good onesie. We have a rattle that goes out with that. I think the ladies have invested in some dog toys because I love dogs and people have pets. So that's
there you go.
That's on the uprise. And we do try to personalize our gifts afterwards. You know, I think I was just mentioning we had some folks that had moved up from Alabama, so I got them a bottle of whiskey from Alabama. So that's...
You don't find a lot of whiskey down in Alabama.
You don't. I had to actually do some research. I had to do some research, but we pulled it off. So it's about, you know, building relationships and building trust. And if we can do that, you know, the rest will fall in place.
So, Glenn, it's about time that we wrap up the show. Is there anything that you want to share with the listeners prior to us going?
You know, one of the things that we did not discuss was any veterans in the community. So we are very big into supporting our veterans. I think from the perspective of not only buyers and sellers and even realtors, the VA loan is still one of the best, most flexible programs available, and for our veterans out there that, you know, they give this, they sacrifice their time, their lives, the you know, time away from their kids, time away from their wives, that is a benefit that they not only earned but they deserve. And we do a lot,
yes.
Try to do a lot with the veterans, and we'll be doing more and more of that. Actually, we're planning on doing we haven't come up with the exact title yet, but it's going to be a networking event for veterans at one of the local American Legions.
That's
just
great.
To kind of start getting veterans to start working together within the county. So
that's great.
Again, the VA,
fantastic.
You know, we do FHA, we do USDA, we do all the fun programs that are out there right now. And outside of that, if you have any questions, give us a call.
Phone number?
609-460-9100.
All right, Glenn, thank you so much for being with
thank
us
you.
Today.
That
thank
was
you,
very
ladies, for
informative,
having me.
And look forward to doing business together soon.
Absolutely.
Thanks very much.
Have a great day, guys. Have a good week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke out against a federal judge who ordered the Obama-era DACA program
to be put back into place, saying it was improper and vowed to keep up enforcing his efforts against illegal immigration. The search continues for 20-year-old college student Molly Tibbetts. The reward in the case is now up to $260,000, and Molly's dad says the longer this goes on, the more he holds out hope that she's alive.
The longer we go without finding Molly, the longer we go without...
I mean, gardeners love to share ideas with each other. So our best resource is really each other. We talk to each other when we're out in the garden. We share our stories. And every new member is given kind of an orientation when they come in, some guidelines to abide by, what types of things they can and can't use in the garden. We use no pesticides, no chemicals. Only things that come from the earth would be considered organic.
Okay, well, we're going to be talking more about this hour, and this organization has been in existence only since 2012 and has done some amazing things and grown some great produce. So we're going to be talking more about that when we come back here in the studio. Stay with us.